Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's up, everybody? I'm glad this story didn't end up like a lot of these do, but this teen climbed 600 feet to get a viral video of a cell tower.
Oh, no.
He for sure risked his life. Yeah. He 19 years old. Said okay? He wanted to see the sunset. Yeah, no, yeah, he is. They arrested him. He can't do that.
I've done it.
You've what?
I've climbed a cell tower. Not a cell tower. I mean, I guess it's a cell tower. I don't know.
How high?
500 feet.
Really? Even that? That's really...
Yeah, well, they say that, you know, like how it's red, white, red, white.
Yeah.
It's kind of what they look like. It's like every color is 100 feet or something like that.
Why did you...
It was on our property. My dad bought this ranch, and I think somewhere along the way, some telecommunications company was like, hey, can we lease a little piece of your land to build a tower? And so my brother and I, like just some nights, we'd be like, hey, you want to climb the tower?
Really?
And we'd climb it. Dude, when you get up there...
Did you have any gear or anything?
No,
I don't know. Like a clip or anything?
No, so basically the tower is like a big triangle, right? And you would go inside the triangle, and then there'd be ladders. And so you'd be kind of just walking inside. So if you did fall, you can kind of grab.
But did it have
bars.
A back, that back rail thing on the back of the ladder?
No, you'd get in the middle of the triangle. So you were surrounded by bars.
But still, if you fell, I'm not sure you could grab.
I mean, you would just kind of
try.
You would hope to grab anything on the way down, because it's just bars all the way down.
Man, I hate heights.
Dude, when you get up there, too, the whole thing just sways a lot.
That's even 500 feet high. This kid did 1,600 feet, but because he wanted a cool video, right? But when I was on doing Breaking Bobby Bones, we had to go to Iowa and climb these.
Turbines?
Yeah, wind turbines. The winter, but we had to fix it. And those were like 350, 400 feet. So we climbed the ladder, but like you're talking about, it blows.
Yeah.
And it was the temperature on top of those things were like negative 21 while we were up
man.
There.
Hey, how big are those things?
They're huge.
Close up.
They're huge. And you're like, 300 feet, 400 feet, 500 feet, that can't be that. It sucks.
Yeah.
And it's cold. But yeah, I don't like the height thing. Luckily, you guys didn't die, dude.
I know, man.
Did you ever almost slip?
Nope, never. Never. My brother left. What made me do it the first time is my brother said he did it on his own, and he left a picture of one of his girlfriends up there. So I was like, I got to go get this. And so I went up there, and
Did you tell him you were going to get it?
No.
That's funny if you just have the picture.
I got the picture. I said, look what I got, dude. He's like, what? You went up? I'm like, yep.
How do you know the wind didn't blow it down?
How did he know?
Yeah. Was it in a frame?
No, it's just like a picture. He like clipped it onto a piece of metal up there.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah.
Glad you didn't die, dude.
I know. Thank you, dude. Me too. So dumb.
Squatters take over a Hollywood Hills mansion. I don't know. If I was down on my luck and didn't care, I'd just squat.
I'm starting to think I need to be a squatter.
I squat everywhere.
No, but you have a family.
You go into these cool houses and you take your family with you and they can't kick you out.
A group of squatters, including a reported OnlyFans model, have taken over a mansion in the Hollywood Hills. Reporters say the multi-million dollar home was being rented on Airbnb before being put up for sale, but real estate agents found the lockbox was cut off and people living on site. The squatters were booted by police, but not before neighbors and someone said they threw large parties over the holidays, and a dog went to the bathroom all over the house. The model was actually paying $2,000 a month to the guy who was subletting it, who was a squatter just making money off of the person living
there.
Wow,
apparently. A squatter making KTLA, money on squatters. Yeah.
See? They don't get in any trouble.
But I guess she wasn't squatting because she was paying for it.
Right, she thought she was a legit lease.
We have to get a lawyer on here to tell us exactly what's going on here and why they can't figure this out.
Yeah, why?
why can't we make this illegal? Yeah.
And I wonder how long before the police could actually boot them, because at most places, police can't go and just go, you're out immediately. They got to go through the process of making sure, verifying before they kick somebody out of their home.
Eviction process takes 30 days.
New program tests delivering medications via drone in rural Virginia. A new method of delivering medication to rural areas. And listen, I lived in a rural part of Arkansas and everybody had guns. If we lived in rural Virginia and drones were flying over with possible pills.
Shoot them.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Shoot them down.
Oh, to get the pills for yourself?
But it's a lottery. You don't know what pills you're getting.
Okay, they don't care.
It's like people that steal packages on the porch. You think they're guessing what's in it? No, they're just going to steal it.
You shoot it and you're like, it's eczema cream. What am I going to do with this?
That's showbiz, baby. Sometimes it is. But Elva Malone was coaching the drone delivering her... She was coaching the drone. They should have put a comma there. Delivering her heart medication with a little weight of her hand. So it comes to the place and it kind of follows your hand.
Wow.
To where it comes down. Coaching the drone. Fox 5 DC. Riverside says the deliveries will be free to patients. They're working on expanding the program.
You ever see those drone shows that they do where there's like hundreds of drones?
They make something really intricate design.
Like, that's amazing.
My brother-in-law, who lives in Northwest Arkansas, drones deliver from the Walmart.
Mm. They're doing it already?
Well, so you have to think the headquarters is up there.
Walmart, yeah.
How big are these drones? Why are you scared of me, dude?
No, no.
Lots of different sizes.
Take your arms and hold them straight out in front of you like a zombie or like a, whatever that
Frankenstein?
Is.
Frankenstein?
They're like that wide.
Okay, so they can't deliver much. So if I bought...
You can get bigger ones because how do you think we bomb people?
Sizes.
Oh, the military has huge ones, dude.
Yeah, we use drones, we fly them up.
I hear that and I am always like, must be a tiny bomb. Because I've only seen tiny drones.
No, they're just pilotless
aircraft. So you're thinking
aircrafts.
They're flying bombs on the things in the mall.
Yep.
Well, the guy's like, buy one of these.
100%.
Those are cool,
100%.
Man.
That is exactly what I
thought.
No,
they're like, those military drones look like little airplane-y type things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bones, okay, remember when we bought those helicopters from the mall?
Yeah, and then it flew in a tree immediately. Stupidest money we ever spent. We were so excited, too. Run the tree.
They were awesome.
Dang it. The happiest city in America is Fremont, California. And these cities... Most of them aren't big cities. They're mostly suburbs of places. Fremont, California at 1. Overland Park, Kansas at 2. Do you know where that is, Morgan?
Yeah.
Is it Kansas City?
It's near Kansas City. It's more a suburb of Kansas City.
San Jose, California at 3. Madison, Wisconsin at 4. Irvine, Virginia at 5. Honolulu at 6. Man, it's so expensive in Honolulu. And San Francisco at 7. So expensive.
Wow.
Pearl City, Hawaii at 8. Columbia, Maryland at 9. Scottsdale, Arizona at 10.
I can get that.
The least happy, Detroit, Cleveland, Montgomery, Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, Shreveport, Huntington, Toledo, Jackson, Mississippi, Alabama, and Akron, Ohio. Wallet Hub. You know my theory. Anytime they have to slam SEC schools, and they do. Has nothing to do with socioeconomic and it being very poor in a lot of those states, like my own. Someone tried to scam kids with a Willy Wonka experience. Did you guys see this story?
Hilarious.
If, as long as it's not you, it's hilarious. They were like... We're doing this big thing. Come on now. Willy Wonka. You come out and it's... And they go in. It's a warehouse. And you go in and you're like, okay, well, let's see what happens. And it was just like a doll thrown over here.
And like those jumpy houses.
Yeah. $45 per person. It was supposed to be an immersive walkthrough, but it's like 6 picnic tables.
Willy Wonka wasn't even there.
Some balloon... Like a balloon arch. A jump house.
Yeah.
The experience was less than 10 minutes long and had no candy.
Which is what Willy Wonka is all about.
Did you see that they used AI to create those photos? That's how they got people in to buy the tickets.
The AI photos weren't real. They made the photos like you should come to this, like the commercial basically.
That's how they got people to buy the tickets in the first place.
And the headline was like they called cops or whatever on them. Like, why would you call cops? But they weren't given refunds. So people that would go, they're just like, I want my money back. And they're like, nope.
Because they were drastically misled. I mean, it was
Oh my goodness, that is awesome.
It's You'd be pissed off if it was you.
Yeah, the dude's dressed up like...
The dude's dressed... I don't even know...
He didn't even look like Willy Wonka.
No, it's like he just grabbed the weirdest colored things in his closet. It's like normal clothes, slightly off color.
I mean, Paul looks... I mean, I think it looks just like Willy.
What? It's a trap.
So what happened to Paul?
Who's Paul?
Paul's wearing like a red. It looks like he's
Paul.
He looks like he's one of those dog trainers.
Yeah.
He got like a little red jacket on. He grabbed a top hat from his grandpa's collection. Oh, the great. Yeah, it looks like the Greatest Showman yard sale.
He's the guy that was in charge.
Yeah, that's Paul, bro.
Wow. Yeah, I just wonder.
A bow tie that doesn't quite match the color. DJ Khaled has security guards carry him over stuff so his Air Jordans don't get dirty, like especially at like festivals.
Hilarious.
Because his shoes are like thousands and thousands of dollars, so he has security guards carry him.
So, like he just gets on their back?
That's from people. They carry him. I've seen them do it two ways. They mostly carry him like if somebody has a hurt ankle, but two people, like they pick him up from his legs.
Yeah. I was picturing him being like, bend down,
piggyback. Hey, that'd be tough because that's one person that's got to carry him piggyback.
Yeah, because he's a big dude.
He's not
dude.
Little.
But they carry him over so his shoes don't get messed up. He was wearing them at an NBA game once, and they put pillows under his feet. But it's like if you're wearing jewelry and it's on your feet.
Yeah.
It's these shoes are that expensive.
Then but don't wear them. Then don't buy them.
Right. Or no, just don't wear them there. Wear them other places.
You're supposed to. I'm not justifying it, but I understand if you were wearing jewelry on your feet, you don't want to walk through a hayfield.
I yes. get it, but the whole point, if you're going to have shoes, you're going to have to walk somewhere, so they're going to get something on them. I remember being at a bar.
No, they're not. Look, these are $1,000 shoes, okay. And nothing's on them.
But then he's on stage. They're still getting dirt.
But he's performing, and he's performing on a clean mat, not even just the stage.
Because I remember being at a bar here in town and stepping on a guy's shoes one time. He's like, what the blank are you doing stepping on my shoes? I'm like, you're at a bar.
Yeah, why were you stepping on his shoes?
Well, yeah, that's disrespect.
Yeah.
You have to say sorry if you do that. You can do it without getting punched, but if you step on somebody's shoes, it's not even about the shoes.
No, I didn't have any idea. I'm just walking through a crowd.
Did you say, I'm sorry, man. Sorry, my bad.
I was like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about.
But
why don't? But yeah. But also, why wouldn't your response be like, I have no idea. I'm sorry. Why
is it like pissed?
Yeah, no. Why didn't you say sorry?
We're talking about you and your response.
No, I was just like,
yeah, but you can't control how he reacts.
Right. I was like, oh, my bad. I mean, you're in a bar.
Oh, so you did.
Oh, so you explained it to him that he's in a bar.
Yeah, like
he deserved it.
I can't believe
he seems like a. The guy seems rational. Anyway,
well, in case the guy didn't know he was in a bar.
Yeah,
not bad.
That's true. The guy might be like, where am I anyway?
Yeah, not like it's like a jam-packed bar where I'm, you know, there's a lot of room for me to just avoid everybody. I mean, I purposely stepped on your shoes.
I have a feeling Lunchbox's response was more like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I guarantee it wasn't.
You were drunk.
Can I buy you some new ones?
Yeah, okay. I'll buy you two pairs.
Let me go get a rag.
That ain't how I roll.
Yeah.
Let's do the mid-roll here. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle. It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Let's play a couple voicemails. Let's do 3 and 4, Ray, on the page. Go ahead with 3.
I just wanted to see if you would think about bringing back the segment, What's Wrong With People? I used to love that. I've been a listener for, like, since you guys got on the air in Austin. But I've always loved that segment, and it's been a while. So, yeah, think about working that way back in. A longtime listener would definitely enjoy it. I'm sure others will as well. Thank you for all y'all do. We love you.
We appreciate the nice voicemail. We've done it a couple times. Maybe you've missed it. I don't expect you to hear every segment we do. But, yeah, we'll try to do it again sometime in the next week or so. But, yeah, we've lightly sprinkled that in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? We did it Monday this week.
Yeah, we should not listen. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Just
That's
kidding.
Funny, Amy. Good job.
Just kidding.
Good job on that one, Amy. That's a good one.
Thanks.
An Oregon man went a whole month before realizing he'd won a winning ticket worth $8.4 million. This is the same, just told differently. Same story we did, or is it a different person?
I don't remember it being that much money.
It was a different story.
$8.4 million. You worked an extra month of your life. That sucks.
CBS Austin. No, how about that's awesome.
Yeah, because you found it
and you almost never found it.
Yeah, but I'm saying he could have had that month off. He could have been relaxed for the last month.
But he also, odds are he never would have found the ticket more than, like that. Once you don't have the ticket when it won, I bet you most aren't discovered.
Yes, I understand. What I'm saying is if he was more responsible, he could have had an extra month to live the retired life than he's going to have.
But I would say he probably appreciates it even more and is like, wow, how lucky am I that I found this, because most people don't find their tickets.
True that. Yeah. And I wouldn't give 2 weeks. When you're quitting, psh.
Maybe I give 2 weeks, but then if anybody gives me any crap, I quit.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You wouldn't give 2 weeks, Eddie.
No, I'm saying, like, that's nice of you, but, yeah, leave whenever you're not feeling, like, respected. I'm out.
But then that means you'd leave within 5 minutes the first day.
Exactly. It's like, hey, I didn't get an email response.
What'd you say?
I'm out.
What'd you say? I'm out.
I just said good morning. God, dude.
Yeah, that's
the
reason.
I said the coffee's ready for you.
Yeah.
A soaring number of Americans are now 401k millionaires.
Yeah.
I saw this, but I didn't understand the article.
Like, tell me what they...
Because you don't... Okay.
How can they be a millionaire if they don't have anything?
Right.
Because it goes up and down with the market.
Yeah, but they don't have that money and they can't touch it.
They can't touch it.
You can touch it. There's just a penalty with it, but you can touch it.
Well, yeah, but once you touch it, you're not a millionaire.
But you still have it, and if you have it, you're a millionaire.
Wait. Can you share the story?
I can't because they're challenging me. And it's not even my story.
Right?
I just don't understand the story.
Okay. Well,
let him tell it.
I read it.
Thank you, Amy.
None of it made sense to me.
The number of folks with $1 million or more saved in their 401k accounts has jumped 20% from September to the end of December. That's just last year. This is from Fidelity Investments. All told, there were 422,000 retirement savers in Fidelity 401k accounts.
Infidelity?
Infidelity, you lose half.
No, not infidelity. No, it's not divorce settlement. No, no. Fidelity.
We're in that?
There were also 391,000 IRA millionaires. So Yahoo Finance has it. The market, listen, we're at a... Unemployment is at a really good low. The market is super high right now. I just see headlines. I don't have anything in the market.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, just lunchboxes.
Yeah.
I got a question.
I do have something. I have Sony PlayStation, and I have... I got sick like 15 years ago, and I
Steve Madden.
For fun, I bought Steve Madden, and that killed for me. Yeah. I still have it.
I
never sold it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, and I saw PlayStation lost like there a lot of layoffs, so that might hurt you a little bit.
I don't know. I don't even look at it. It's not enough to look at it.
Oh.
I have. Oh, I saw Apple quit their car yesterday.
They gave up.
They gave up on their Apple car. They said for 10 years of working on it, they're not doing it anymore, which sucks. Yeah. I just act like I'm in it in my goggles now.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question though.
Yeah.
So the 401k thing,
mm-hmm.
You guys got IRA or the other one, the Fidelity?
I don't know.
See?
What's an IRA?
Exactly. What's the difference?
Don't know.
Well, isn't Fidelity a company?
Yeah, I think
it's a specific company. It's
That said Fidelity.
Yes, people that are with the company.
Oh, so we wouldn't have that anyway because we don't have Fidelity. We're iHeart.
No, iHeart is not a company. Okay. You do think so? Yeah. iHeart would go through Fidelity. The same way iHeart doesn't pay the money out for insurance, we use an insurance company like Meritan or whatever. iHeart doesn't have iHeart insurance.
We're Fidelity.
Oh, so you guys are millionaires?
No.
Everybody that has it's a millionaire now.
Wow.
It depends on how long you've been investing into your...
No, everybody's a millionaire that has Fidelity.
Oh, yes,
they just didn't get in it.
Yep, Bobby and I are millionaires.
Right, absolutely. Hold on. So
why didn't you guys do the IRA one?
We don't
have
a choice.
I have an IRA too, though.
You may have it's like Roth IRA.
Something like that,
What is a Roth?
Who's Roth?
Dude, I don't know. Once I started making money, I didn't know what was happening. I could be ripped off like some of these... Like, what's the guy, the comedian's name? I could be ripped off like Dan Cook. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
So a Roth IRA, it's an individual retirement account. So that's you as an individual.
I might have that.
Well, so what is yours, a business? Aren't you I don't understand.
401k is through iHeart. It's through the business. I don't know.
So
you're asking the wrong people,
why
man.
Why are you asking us?
We're not experts in this. I don't know.
You guys make us feel stupid for not doing
it.
No, we didn't.
Stupid. We just, we're surprised with families that you guys didn't start. And not even that. It's just because you always talk about retirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even us going, what are you doing? You always talk about retiring. We're like, oh, cool. What do you have? What are you doing? You're like, well, nothing.
We're working, man.
The IRA thing, I think there are no tax deductions. So
no tax deductions?
Contribute to both.
You can put money, if I'm right, you can fact check me, put money into IRA before your taxes come out of your check. So it does, that money's not taxed.
Well, okay, but where does your money go?
Into the IRA.
Oh, but I hope our money's going into 401k before it's taxed.
I have no idea. I think that's the benefit of an IRA. But I don't know anything about money. I went from, I didn't have a middle ground.
Is
it? I went from being really broke and then within like 2 years having more money than I thought I should have because I didn't have that middle ground to learn. I went from knowing nothing and having nobody talk about it. Then all of a sudden I had money. I was like, I don't know what to do with it. So I went from I don't know to somebody help me, I don't know.
Yeah, but okay, so.
Okay, you're taxed when you withdraw the money.
Who does the IRA thing?
Mr. Ira, that's why it's named after him.
Okay, but where is he?
How can we find him?
I don't know. Lunchbox, I don't understand your question. It's an account, just like anything else. But I don't.
So you don't even know where to get it? You can't go check it out?
Sure.
You can open one
log in
Chase.
Yeah, you can log in and look at it, just like you could any checking account online.
Ask your bank.
But I don't know the answers to these.
So which one's more important?
I don't know.
What? But the one that our company offers, which would make it so easy because they handle everything with your paycheck. It's done for you.
And they don't tax
so
that
your
money.
Company, so
that
the
money
company decides what they buy?
And then sometimes
occasionally
like iHeart has
so who at our company is deciding where your money goes?
Okay, so
Morgan.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Bought a lot of NVIDIA. We're looking pretty good.
Fidelity, but sometimes iHeart will match it, but not always.
Okay, so hold on.
So, guys, I just want to say this one more thing. You're asking people who don't know.
Right.
But
we're asking two people that have
401ks. Yes, we have very limited knowledge and we might be wrong, but go ahead.
So when you put money in the 401k,
okay. Mm-hmm.
What do they do with that money and how
it's invested, just like a bank has your money.
Okay, so they're making
that's how they make their money.
Like the way you guys gave Lunchbox money to invest.
Yeah.
These people are making
decisions.
These
people you don't even know. You just gave random people your money.
But I don't know the bank either.
Oh my God.
Do you put your money in a bank?
Yeah, but they don't gamble. They don't gamble with it.
They don't gamble. They invest, though. That's how they make money. Lunchbox, do you put your money in a bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I try.
So then that's how a bank makes money. They take your money and they invest it.
But that's insured, right? Like they can't lose my money.
Up to like $200,000. We look up what FDIC.
I'm good.
It's $250. So
I always saw that on the door.
That's why you
create.
That's why you create a bunch of accounts.
Oh. Because, in Switzerland.
No. See, I don't even know.
Offshore.
Okay. That's what I hear.
So what you're telling me is we have no idea what we're doing. Wow. You're just giving your money to strangers and saying, I hope you...
But you're doing that at the bank.
Well, no, they're not.
They are. They don't have they don't have everybody's money at the bank.
But if I wanted my $5,000 right now, they'd give it to me.
Because they have that there.
Yeah.
Can we call and see if they're ever going to match?
Guys, I don't know.
Who do you call?
You guys are going to me for the expert. I'm not.
Bobby,
I'm very limited.
Do you text with Bob Pittman?
Send him
a text. Hey, Mike, you do the same thing they do?
Oh. Ask him.
I wonder how much I have in my
Morgan,
401k.
Morgan, you do it?
Do you ever log into yours?
Do what? 401k?
Yeah, I can.
Or the IRA guy?
Morgan, do you do the 401k?
Yeah, I have a 401k. I've had a 401k for like 3 years.
I know exactly how much mine is.
Do you do the Roth guy?
That's hilarious that Morgan has been doing it for years, and she's like 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But and I don't have a family.
She doesn't have family, dude.
It makes it a lot more difficult.
You want to know how
But you didn't have a family for a long time, too, and you could have done it.
I didn't know what
Not
it was.
Me. I've had one for 16 years.
I'm logging. I'm not logging. I might see how much I have in my 401k. Because that you can. It maxes out, too. Like, you can't just put unlimited into it.
Well, so
that they match.
You can get more than a million?
Well, yeah, but they don't.
Oh, yeah, there's not a
You just said there was a limit.
I don't think they're matching right now.
You don't? Well, when COVID happened.
You texting Bob right now?
No.
He's opening his account.
I'm trying to, I don't know my password.
I only know mine because.
Oh, my password's 401k. Wow.
I had to fill it out during the divorce.
That's unique.
Oh, you had to give away half?
No.
Oh.
The camera's not on my phone, right?
No, we didn't. Okay. I mean, technically, it was put it in a...
Amy's is now at lump. 200 and a half.
Technically, it was put into our whole pile that we had, but when we divided assets...
I like that joke. That was good.
How big was that pile?
We kept our respective savings.
Did he have one of those things?
Yes.
Oh.
You think if I log on the internet through my bank, the company then sees it?
I don't know.
Nah, they know anyway. So stupid. Okay, what's the name?
So do they do that in the Air Force? Do they give you money too for that?
They give you a free plane.
Well, Ben didn't retire. He got out. After he served 10 years, he, what do they call it?
AWOL.
Discharged.
Separated. I don't know.
AWOL.
Oh.
Divorced.
Because
no. But I'm saying, like, if he had one of those things in the military, the 401k.
I don't know that they do.
Do they have those?
I don't know.
My 401k.
But honestly, guys, he's the one that signed me up for the 401k iHeart, so thank you. Years ago.
Okay, so you wouldn't have known either.
Well, hopefully I would have, but thankfully he handled it and he signed me up.
I found it.
I got it.
Praise the Lord.
How you doing?
PTL.
Do you want to?
I want to see how much is in yours?
I don't know.
No,
401k is not the same thing as like a salary. There's only so much. Do you want to look at my 401k? I'll show you my 401k. There's not a lot in there. There's some in there. Okay. Do you have more than me? You and your husband combined.
Is that pretty big, Amy?
That's a weird question to ask.
Hey, it took her about 30 seconds to read all the numbers.
I know, all the zeros.
Did you guys have more than, that's just 401k?
No.
Combined. You're at 200 and a half now, but yes.
This is a weird conversation.
Yes, you have more
than.
Oh, dang.
I don't.
Eddie, I think we're a little behind.
You have more than me, for sure.
But yours is split in half. Again, you're.
No, mine's not. My 401k did not get touched. It's not split in half. I just said we both kept our respective savings like that. Like we didn't touch it. We didn't do it that way. So that is more than mine. That's just mine.
Mine good?
Yeah, I would say you're looking good.
You're good to retire, dude.
Yeah.
I could retire. Not even on that.
But not because of that.
Oh, Eddie, bad news.
Can you transfer?
You can't hide your money in Switzerland anymore.
You want to gift your 401k.
Well, there goes that.
Can you do that like airline miles?
Maybe. I wonder, like.
I would spend so much time talking.
Because if you die. Like, I'm trying to think of what happened with my parents, because I feel like, you know.
Yeah, did that transfer to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Transfer. I mean, I think they have to pay taxes on it, probably.
No, I don't think my parents have one.
So, get this. My brother has a company, and there's, like, stock. He gifted it to all me, my siblings, and my dad, like, a long, long time ago.
Of his company?
And he just emailed me saying that he's transferring my dad's shares to me. I was like, that's so nice.
Is there value to it?
Yeah, I mean, we make some things from it, but that's who knows? I mean, at least it's just there. I didn't have to do anything for it, and we'll see what happens.
I have to do an interview in a second, so I only have a few minutes left.
Oh, this is bad. Brett Newberg, he said, my finance degree is making this more painful. I don't know what that means. Like,
he's saying we're idiots.
Oh,
but isn't that everyone?
Oh, he's talking to us now. I thought you were reading an article.
But here's the thing. He has a finance degree, and none of us do.
Yeah, that's everyone.
So it should be painful.
Like on a 1 through 10 scale, I'm like a 3.5, and I supposedly know the most, and I don't.
So, I'd say you do.
Well, now you know that you have a good nest egg. But yours should be higher than all of ours. And you've worked here longer. You've worked for iHeart longer.
I hear you. But that's not my nest egg. That's like my pocket money.
Wow. That's why we asked if you could gift it.
Yeah. A patient's family owes $81,000 for a single air ambulance flight. I just wonder about Lunchbox's ambulance. Have you ever got charged for it?
I asked my mom. I need to ask her. I haven't asked.
Ask.
I will. I'll call her up.
This Tennessee resident, Deborah Pritchard, had a stroke, some aneurysms. She was rushed to the local hospital at Vanderbilt University. It was a helicopter ambulance because they had to get her up. It was $81,000.
Yeah, that's
okay. I got a question. Yeah. I don't know anything about anything.
Correct.
Well, I know a lot about a lot, but not like this. How is it that when you are dying, they can rake you over the coals for all the money you have? Like, that is so crazy to me.
If you don't have it, you can declare bankruptcy and you don't have it. They can't draw it from your body.
Okay.
And the demand's like hardcore.
And if we were in a country that took care of our health care, it would be different.
But I mean, we're not the fact that you have to decide, do I want the ambulance or do I want the...
Can I get prescription medicine or food? Like, that's a really common problem in the United States. It's so much bigger than even the crazy story of the helicopter of $81,000. It's, can I afford my medicine this week, or am I going to get groceries?
Yeah.
Like, our healthcare sucks.
Because we went to the pharmacy.
Not ours here on the show. I'm thinking general American healthcare. It's the worst.
Like a month ago for something. I don't even know what it was. And they were like, it'll be $136. And I looked at her and I said, what? And she goes, here, let me see if I can find you a coupon. She typed it in. Okay, that's $12.
Yeah, sometimes they'll coupon you. If you're just nice to them.
Why wouldn't you just charge me $12 from the beginning?
Because they got to swipe a coupon.
You need the coupon, man.
And I think one of my friends works there, and you're supposed to have to ask if you have a coupon. They're not really supposed to go, I can just find a coupon. But they'd still do that to me sometimes, too.
Or like Lunchbox, they'd just say, what?
But and if then, you, let's say you were just a jerk, and you're like, well, I'm not paying that. They literally can just go, I'm sorry. They don't have to go find a coupon for you.
But how is there a coupon? But that's what
I know. I'm
saying.
Give me a second.
Coupon.
You're asking me a question like, why is there a coupon? I don't know. Why is there a coupon in the newspaper? Why aren't there newspapers anymore? What's paper? How did they turn a tree to paper?
How does a package get to your house?
Let me tell you, my kids ask me all the time how everything is made, and I just say factory.
Amen.
Every answer is factory.
Amen.
And they want to go see it.
Okay.
How do light bulbs get made? I don't know.
Two more things to talk about. An update on the Nashville fire situation.
Yeah.
They called Morgan. And Morgan thought there was a fire or something in her house. And then Morgan called them back, and they were like, we are just raising money. And then I felt like, we can't put them on the air. They're not giving them money. So I said, okay, I'll pay for it. So it was $150?
$120.
$120 for the donation?
Yeah.
And they said, what were they going to send us in exchange?
Tickets for Leonard Skinner. Like a
No. What? That's not what they said.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they said Leonard Skinner tribute band.
Tribute band.
No.
Tribute band.
Skinner. No, it was Skinner.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody was freaking out because they thought it was Leonard Skinner concert. Yeah.
No, it was a tribute band.
I thought they said tribute band too.
They said on the air tribute band.
No,
that's why Eddie freaked out. I was like, I want the ticket.
No, that's why I wanted Eddie to go. If it was Leonard Skinner, the band, I think that'd be.
That's what I thought I was going to.
No, you're going to the Leonard Skinner
tribute band. Go back and listen to the audio.
I told you, I don't think Eddie knew.
So dumb. I thought it was Skinner, man.
No, you'll be going to a Leonard Skinner tribute, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a tribute. It's not Leonard Skinner.
Oh, my.
So they sent you an envelope and now you just send the money back?
Yeah, I'm supposed to send the money in.
That's weird.
Now you don't have to.
There would be a better way to do that with all the envelopes.
Because wait, you already got the tickets? Sure.
Yeah, they're vouchers.
You don't want to send the money?
No, that's not nice.
Like, you got the tickets.
I paid the money, so she needs to send the money.
Yeah, I got it. I have it ready to send. I just wanted to make sure we were all good since Eddie.
It's even funnier. Eddie has to go to a Leonard Skinner tribute band concert.
There's even a lot of tickets there, so you can basically bring your kids.
Their name's Free Turd.
Tuesday Gone?
Is it a free bird? Oh, it's Tuesday Gone. They always do a funny name with the song.
That's the band name?
Free Turd. Free Bird. Tuesday Gone.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Do I really have to go to this?
You're the one that said
I thought it was Skinner.
You didn't listen. Yes, Eddie has to go. What's the date?
It's on May 11th. There's five here, so everybody but the baby could come.
Mark your calendars, Eddie. Right.
They're going to love
taking
that.
Taking your boys to a Skinner tribute?
I could just tell them it's Leonard Skinner. They won't know the difference.
They won't.
And then they go to school and be like, dude, listen, we saw Skinner last night.
If you put him on a big stage and set me far away, I wouldn't know the difference either.
Yeah, that's true.
And then finally, I don't know. I don't feel like taking the heat for this one yet, I don't think.
Okay, we'll wait.
Come on.
It's just going to take a minute. You guys are going to make fun of me. I have listeners that I trade jerseys with now because I've been doing this stuff where I buy them online.
Oh, my gosh.
And we mail each other jerseys, like trades.
That's cool.
And
this is cool, man.
Nerd thing to do.
Well, I have one that I'm doing. I'm just going to run one by you.
And so you don't have to give them back, or is it like a borrow system, like you get it for a week?
No, we don't borrow you. No, you trade. It's like trading baseball cards.
This is hilarious.
I don't understand, Lunchbox. You wouldn't like a Messi jersey, like autographed?
I mean, fine, if you want to give it to me.
No, we trade.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to find this address.
Why are you acting so cool all of a sudden?
Okay, here we go. So the guy says, his name's Drew. He has a Bryce Young signed helmet, authentic helmet. And I said, oh, that's really cool. Like, what do you want? He's a Packer fan. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll trade you this. I brought him with me to mail out. Packer jersey, right here, the rookie Van Ness, signed. I'm going to trade him that, and I'm going to trade him this one. Michael Vick.
Oh, you're not giving up Michael Vick for Bryce Young.
That's a cool
for
one.
For a Bryce Young helmet.
You are nuts.
I told you my vet got mad at me because Michael Vick jersey at my house. Talk about that here?
Yes.
One whistles? My vet, who I'm friends with, she came over to the house to work out with my wife. She was like, you got the dog fighter on your jersey. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, my bad. But yeah, I'm going to trade those two to a listener for Bryce Young helmet.
Oh, that's not a good trade.
Because the helmet I'll keep out. The jersey just stays in the closet.
Helmets are cooler than jerseys.
I think so, too. And the question I was going to ask you guys, because he's a listener, he's a fan of the show, should I also sign a picture and put it in there?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, does a listener think I'm going to send something from the show?
That's probably more important to him than the jerseys. Let's be real. Every listener wants to sign something.
Well, I don't mind doing it at all. What?
The back.
Of the picture?
Why? You sign the front of the picture.
You don't sign the back of a baseball card.
This guy can print out just a picture of me anywhere. Yeah. He may not even want it. I didn't know if it was lame.
No, he'll probably frame that on the wall.
I don't want somebody to be disappointed that I didn't, like, do extra effort. So if I sign this, am I lame?
No.
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 There's a chance if I do.
It's not because you signed the picture, you're lame.
My life.
Yeah, you're just lame.
Got it.
Already.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm going to trade those two jerseys and mail it off. I'll let you know when I get my Bryce Young authentic helmet.
Yeah, we'll see it on the desk, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would trade somebody this Joey Logano helmet. I'm going to try to get rid of it anyway.
You're starting to look like a card collector.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I got too much happening over here. Got the Arkansas game ball from the past week.
That's really cool, dude. Yeah. That's really, really
you
cool.
You kept the game ball?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the guy that scored like five?
There's like five game balls.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
They switch out the ball. I could get him to sign it.
That'd be cool.
I got too much signed stuff, man.
But that's awesome.
I got a Dak Prescott jersey coming signed.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Wear it every day?
No, you're not going to wear that.
All right, we got to go. I got to go to this interview. Thank you, guys. Don't forget, tickets to the Million Dollar Show go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Central. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on Straight Talk. Talk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.